You ready? Here we go.
I hope you've had a cracking weekend, Melbourne. This is Fifi Fevenick's Best Picks, about to make your Sunday evening that much better. The biggest moments of the week so far. As picked by me, my name's Josiah, and the next hour is going to be so much fun because earlier in the week, we measured the team's heads. Yes, that's as weird as it sounds. Fev's been giving it to Nick, saying he's got a huge head. So we literally got the measuring tape out early this week to see the results will blow your mind. Judith Lucy, she is such a funny lady. One of the funniest chats we've had on this show in a very long time. I think Fev said off air, that is the funniest chat he's had since he's been on the show. You'll hear that very soon. But up next, Dancing with the Stars. It's been on Channel 7, and Fifi Box, she's on the show last week it premiered. How did she go? The results for you next here at The Fox.
Fifi Feather Nick's Best Picks on The Fox.
But something I couldn't wait for was this. Woo! Dancing with the Stars last night. All Stars, Boxy.
They were back.
And I'm glad I said All Stars because Daryl Summers, when he first introduced the show, forgot to say All Stars. He forgot. Did you know that,
Nick?
Yeah, he forgot. Forgot the name of the show. That's how well the show was going. Now, Fifi Box, you were dancing with your beautiful partner.
Jeremy. What a legend,
what a
Jeremy
great man.
Is.
And when he did come in, I had this to say to you about your show.
It was a few weeks ago.
This was 4 weeks ago when the wonderful, you were in
yeah,
training.
That's right.
And he came in just to give us a bit of a debrief on how you were going. And I said this to you. Because I reckon... Two or three dancers
hard. You get voted out the first night, though.
You're a favourite. If you go out first, that's something wrong. It would be great for the show. I'm glad we had that because we watched last night and this happened.
The first couple to leave Dancing with the Stars, All Stars 2021 is Fifi and Jeremy. Fifi, if you come over here, you leave with an extraordinary amount of love.
Yeah.
Because everyone loves Fifi.
Obviously not.
And, that's how voting works.
Yeah, and all your co-hosts and all your producers. We're all a bit short in the pocket because we loaded up on you to have a bet because you're a favourite. You didn't have a go?
No. Oh. Did you not see the footage on Instagram of Fee having a nap while training was on?
Now, Boxy, no, I thought you were great. And you danced great. I thought Matty J's was the worst by far.
No, he was good.
He might have been good, but you were better. Now, I think that you were stitched up. That's what I reckon. I reckon the judges were very harsh.
Oh, fake news.
No, not fake news.
Did we storm the Capitol?
But I just feel that they, you know, it wasn't, I don't think it was fair because their audience, Channel 7, right? Channel 7's main sort of demo is mums. You're the only mum. Why did they get rid of you?
Well, there are other mums, but...
Oh, well, Erin McNaught, but...
High life.
She may go very early too.
Do you know
like
what
maybe tonight.
The interesting thing is, Feb, and I felt bad because you all put money on, but see, I think Sportsbet did the favourites based on the way the show used to be done.
Yes.
So this was all pre-recorded.
And you would have won.
This had been recorded weeks ago. Yeah. You knew I'd been voted out.
Yeah.
Because
we were supposed to go to Sydney.
You were supposed to
we
go.
Had flights
and booked. We still bet on you.
And
we thought you were lying.
You. But you got voted out. And you're still favourite, and we're like, oh my God, who else do we bet on?
But see, I think Sportsbet and why I was there was because in the way it used to be live and the audience at home would vote, but this was really the judges and then there were 70 to 100 people in the studio.
All Sydney people.
And it was filmed in Sydney. So I don't think Sportsbet knew all of that. But you know what they did do that I was surprised at? Because it was pre-recorded and it was edited and the judges in... on the night went so much harder on me.
Well, they went hard,
tore me apart.
I felt they went hard anyway.
And well, you should have seen what they edited that to look after the judges.
We could tell they were editing stuff because they'd be like, blah, 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 and then all of a sudden it'd go to them being really happy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, that's been edited because that's not what that person was going to say.
You are a favourite of ours here on Dancing with the Stars 2021.
I don't think the publicist from Channel 7 has done a really good job because obviously they didn't know what was edited out because there was a few things that were released in the...
Oh, really? What do you mean?
Yeah, stuff like when you're missing the mark, they say that, and a bit messy.
Oh, you're reading a press release.
The press release. None of that was said on air.
Oh, see, I think because they've cut so much out of it, before it aired, but they must have
The press release is totally different.
Yeah, it was funny. You know, you know what, though? It was really tough. Like, I, of course, should have factored in. Like, when you used to do Dancing with the Stars, like when I did it 14 years ago.
The original TikTok.
You'd have like a politician in there. You'd have a celebrity chef that's never danced. This was the all-stars, so this was the best of the best. And I'm not kidding. We were in the dress rehearsal on the day.
Oh, good.
And I went, oh, this is like going with all the thoroughbreds. Like this.
Oh, no.
It was like I was a little Shetland that had been popped in with these thoroughbreds. Yeah. And I knew. I watched the rehearsal. I went, aha, this is going to be a problem.
You did all right at Alice Springs, and now you're in the Melbourne Cup. Going, oh, no.
Well, there was one thing that I did pick up was everyone else, like Lincoln Lewis, had backup dancers cheating, don't you think?
More dancing.
Like that because it takes away from him. So everyone else is dancing where you were just out there by yourself.
Should have done that.
Mate, Tom Williams had bloody pyrotechnics. Like, what the hell?
There were some cool features, I agree.
Well, mine didn't have any features.
I guess murder on the dance floor. I had that thing on my head, remember? That looked weird, didn't
it,
in the edit?
They put
a GoPro on my partner Jeremy's head.
Yeah.
And then we were spinning around. And it was, I admit, when I watched it back, I went, that was a strange bit of direction.
Yeah, I've got a GoPro. And in the ad, they show people like Red Bull, like wingsuit jumping off a cliff. It's not someone doing the waltz. That's not what a GoPro's for.
No.
Put that
not.
In a fishbowl lens.
Poor Boxy, you were first out, but we're glad to have you back.
Yeah,
and don't worry, the show's going to take anyway. It's not that interesting, and you're probably lucky you went off first. And you can always tell yourself that you were beaten by a convicted criminal.
Fifi, Feather, Nick's best picks on the Fox.
And another week of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, and we have a wonderful show for you to go and see. Our very good friend Judith Lucy, joined by Kaz Cook, for your show, which is Turns Out I'm Fine, which we love, Judith. I should actually welcome you to the show.
No,
so you
I'm
can
happy
speak.
To just sit here. This is great.
Because this is your book as well, which people can buy.
It's a
they can
book,
buy.
Everyone. Yes. It's a book.
And
I
a show.
Mean, you know, somehow while we were in lockdown, in between getting hammered and self-pleasuring, I wrote a book.
And an actual book.
An actual book.
Not a kid's
Isn't
book.
Great. I don't know how I squeezed it in, because let me tell you, those two activities kept me pretty busy. But somehow I thought I'll exploit my personal life for cash as well. I also did a lot of shaving of my face. I don't know if you've reached this point, Fifi, but just before we went into lockdown, I was in my therapist's toilet and I noticed that at a certain angle, I looked like a German shepherd. And it's true. I've started to look like a werewolf. I look a bit like you, Nick. And
I'm so sorry.
I actually bought myself a shaver for ladies called Flawless. And now
you look flawless.
I do, don't I? Like a baby's bottom, these cheeks. And yet without that little shaver, I'd look like a human dandelion.
Do you go the full cream, though? Do you do the shaving cream? And the?
Not yet. But, Nick, I'm menopausal. Anything's possible.
Is everything okay?
Everything's fine.
I was seeing my therapist getting hammered, pleasuring myself while shaving. Like,
I just think I look like a German shepherd.
I think you'll find a lot of ladies in their 50s are living that life. And you know what? If you were menopausal, you would too. Because this is all ahead of you, Fifi, of course.
I can't wait.
But, you know, I didn't know what was happening there for a while. And I read an article that was about menopause symptoms. Mm-hmm. And can I just give you a few of my favourites? Urge incontinence, where the bladder develops a mind of its own.
Right.
Who needs a toilet, Nick? There's a shoe. Some women's hot flushes are so bad they feel they're being engulfed by flames.
Nice. My mum had that.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Karen was
Stop
in a bad way.
Stop screaming, Joan of Arc. It was just hormonal. But then, of course, here's one. They also say digestive issues, Fifi. And I don't know about you, but is there a woman alive who doesn't suffer from digestive issues? Because I've spent most of my life so bloated and gassy, I'm like a zeppelin in a dress. So all this was happening. And, of course, I was drinking. I mean, you know, how else are you going to get through it?
That's
and, you know, the interesting thing was I was shaving my face, but I let from the neck down, I let everything go. Yeah,
that's
I
mean, if you'd seen more werewolfy,
it was a jungle. I was storing carbon. I was doing my bit for the environment. I really was. I mean, if you'd see what was happening underneath my arms, it's like if I popped some googly eyes and a couple of groovy beanies down there, you would have thought I had a couple of hipsters, you know, just held hostage under my arms. Anyway, somehow between all of that,
I wrote a book.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. There we go. Take all that in.
There we go.
How could you not go to see Judith? Turns out I'm fine. I want to keep talking to you, but let's play. Look, you go to comedy.com.au to get tickets. You can just get this. And how long? An hour? An hour or two?
Yeah, it'll be an hour. Buy a book. I'll sign it. We can have a chat.
This is fabulous.
And yes, unfortunately, Ticketmaster was saying that the show was sold out on Saturday. It's not! So let's just get that message out there, people. Buy some tickets, please.
Now, that's the best way to promote any show or any book. Like, mate, Luke Heggie, you know what happened. That's how you promote.
Yeah, well, Heggie hasn't had menopause yet.
Remember when he came on and didn't talk?
Oh, see, I...
Heggie was quiet. You know Heggie.
But you know what? If you're a comedian, it's not a good look.
We've only got one skill,
and if people listen to you being interviewed and you're not being funny, they're not going to. It's not like we're musicians. It's not like you can say just buy the album. I've said it all in the music.
Trust me. I haven't spoken here, but I'll speak a lot for an hour tonight.
Exactly.
No. Hey, Jude. Fifi just did Dance with the Stars, first out. Won't bring that up, but would you ever...
You can bring it up. It's
she was the first out. Would you ever consider doing that?
Well, I've got a shred of dignity left, so probably not. But... No, and you know what, Fifi? The only reason I say that is because, of course, my very good friend Denise Scott did it the year before you did. And so I kind of feel like I went on Scotty's journey. And I know how difficult the training is, and I know how hard it is when you're rejected. So, in fact, I even made an appearance.
Did you actually, you know, did
a surprise sort of appearance.
I did that too, but I won't be getting aired because she was first out.
We had heaps of stuff up our sleeve that we'll never make it to.
So tell me of all the dances that we'll never see.
Okay, so you're going to meet. So last night I did my cha-cha.
Yep.
And you've missed the tango. I've got a great tango. It was to Gaga's
Poker
Face.
Can we go back? Was the mistake leading with the cha-cha?
Absolutely. The cha-cha. Yeah. Well, Scotty would know this. The worst dance, the hardest dance.
Mm. What makes it hard?
Because nobody really knows what it is. I'm not even kidding. Helen Ritchie. This all got edited out, by the way. It was pre-recorded. But all the judges really tore me apart. Oh. And they were saying, we didn't know whether it was a samba or a rumba or we didn't know what it was.
Fusion. Dance fusion.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Restaurants do it.
Exactly. Yeah. And you know what? No one knows what it is, but it is fun to say, isn't it? Cha-cha.
It sounds good.
It does. Maybe you should have just walked on, said it a few times, shimmied and gotten off. Maybe that would have done the trick.
I think that's what I did really, and that's why I'm not on it.
What about Celebrity Get Me Out of Here? You say you're down, head down, looks like a jungle, you'd fit in.
I see what you're saying. I could have gone on some sort of escape to my own body. Yeah. I can see that in a strange sort of parallel universe that would work.
I'd love to watch you on that show.
I was disappointed I wasn't approached to be in Celebrity Splash. Remember that?
I got asked to do that.
Did you? Jumping off the diving board.
Yeah, because I didn't want to be seen in budgies because I was a bit fat.
No.
So there'd be no water left.
I would have drowned. That would have counted me
I'd
out.
I'd have to jump last. There'd be no water left. If I went first, game over.
Look, Feb doesn't want to be seen in budgies. Remember what you wore on Mad Monday in Fed Square?
Yeah. I was thinking to myself, I think of many things when I think of you, but modesty is probably not
is that
one of
you're
them.
You were in lockdown having a beer? Or?
Yeah, well, I had to think of something while I was doing that self-pleasuring.
Oh, Judith, you are just such a treat. Thank you for joining us. And please get around to Turns Out I'm Fine in Conversation.
Yes,
Kez Cook will be there too. Comedy.com.au and obviously buy Judith's books. Turns Out I'm Fine.
... for now. Thanks so much for having me.
Fifi, Feather, Nick's Best Picks on The Fox.
We have to get to the bottom of something, boys, because a little joke has kicked off in this studio. A nickname is being coined for you, Nick Cody, and I don't get it.
Big dog, legend, champion.
Akosa.
Yesterday, Fev referred to you as a mattress.
No offence, Akosa. I'm not bringing my Akosa pillow on a flight to Sydney.
Nick always takes his mattress everywhere, so he might as well put the pillow on it.
Oh. alluding to the fact I have a monstrous pill.
Yeah, massive.
A big old head.
Is that what I didn't get it?
Mattress head.
Oh, I didn't get it. Is it?
The big head.
It's a big head. Wow. We could sleep on that.
Show me the bit that's big.
The head skull bit.
I look at you, Nick, and I don't think you've got a particularly big head.
Wow.
And we're going to get to the bottom of this because I can't, like, Fev, you're convinced he's got a big head. Yeah. Well, you've got a big head.
100%.
But Nick's head looks very in proportion. So
chin's as long as his head.
I have in front of me the average adult head sizes in Australia, and I would like to measure your head, Nick, and I'm going to compare it to Fev's, and we've thrown Leon in the mix, executive producer.
Wait, Leon's a shoe.
Here's how big it is. When I played Gridiron, the Western Crusaders at Footscray, the helmet was white, and the nickname for my helmet was the bathtub.
Get him his bathtub. Is that not the best nickname you've ever heard?
We're having an ice bath in Cody's helmet afterwards.
Maybe it's just hidden by the beard and the hair. I don't know, but can we, Darcy, our producer's in the studio with this tape measure, and I reckon, Darcy, go around the brow bone, top of the ears. I think that looks like the biggest part.
Is there enough?
Of the head. See, it looks like a very standard shaped head, and I'm looking forward to this. Are you going to give it to me in centimetres, please, Darcy, because that will help 25. Me. How many centimetres?
61.
Oh. 61 for a man. Okay. You are in the extra large category. I'm surprised by that, but it's just it looks very in proportion. Fev is having his scone measured. That's quite tight there, Darcy. Yeah, that's how's now this is according to average stats in Australia, what have you got, Fev?
Just 60.
Ooh.
Oh, my. Wow. So, his head is bigger than Fev's.
It's massive.
Yeah. I don't.
By a monstrous centimetre.
Leon's will be 80.
You're just laughing.
Leon's will be 80.
Hold on. So that one pushes me into the XL.
You're XL.
I can't believe Fev's telling me this. 70. Nick, your head's big.
70?
I know. It has been forever.
He's 60.5.
You're less than Nick. Nick!
I've got the biggest mods.
So out of those three huge humans, mine's
the smallest. Marcel. Stand back.
Now, Darcy's doing
Josiah's. Get the Hubble telescope out.
Now, Josiah has some wonderful hair.
He's a pinhead. It's a little marble.
Mate, I've got a beautiful head.
Somebody's put a curse on Josiah.
It's a table tennis ball.
What am I?
Josiah uses yarmulkes as trucker hats. He's got a tiny melon.
56.
56.
You're actually small for
my son's head is bigger than that.
Fifi, Fev, and Nick's best picks on the Fox.
There was drama in the car park this morning, Nick. You wouldn't know this because you were riding your bike to work. And we were parking our cars, Fev, but there was...
There was a car down there, and it's a nice Merc sedan, really, really black tinted windows. So, and the boot was open. And Josiah came in and his little matchbox car. It was like a little Mr. Bean car. I thought Mr. Bean's at work.
I mean, it's a Golf, but okay. Yeah.
It's a nice car. You look great in it.
Thank you.
It's cute.
Mate, God. If you get me a freebie, I'll upgrade.
It was cute.
Mr. Bean.
He drove in. And I go, mate, there's a car with a boot open. Like, I thought, this is my first thought. Mafia, someone's driven it in. There's cash in the back.
Yeah.
And I went up, I waited for Josiah to get his car. I go, man, there could be cash in here. So we walked up to the back of the boot and we looked in and there was a golf bag, big, beautiful golf clubs. Mm. I think they were Callaway, beautiful. And then there was an old man's bag, like a really brown sort of bag that you'd say, like the 1960s, sort of 70s sort of bag.
Full of cash?
That's what I said. No, seriously, I go to Josiah, cash. And he goes,
let's rob the mafia.
These are the words he said. He goes, mates, like, if there is, we take it. Like, we tell no one. Anyway, so I unzipped it. In there was a pair of old man boot shoes, like, you know, the boats.
Oh, boat shoes.
Boat shoes.
What was in the shoes? Cash?
I went to the torture bag. It just smelled
shoes
like
shoes with
an
the
old...
toiletries. That's wrong.
Yeah, no. It was, and it, like a change of clothes.
Yeah.
And it was a bit weird. You said there might have been a body.
Yeah, it looked like either cash or a dead body buried. One of the two. It was full on.
Did he cut open the body? Was there cash?
No, there was no cash. So anyway, we left it. And Josiah said, maybe you should shut it. And I'm like, no, I want Fifi to see it. because then she'll bring it up. And then she, you drove in and dismissed it.
Also distracted because there were no other cars in the car park. Why was no one else at work?
But that's why I thought we'd leave it open because it was you could see that because there's no other cars. There's one car. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we came in and then I spoke to our beautiful producer, Casey. And Casey said, oh, Tony Jones is in. What's his name? Is that his name?
Steve Price
is in because he does a breakfast podcast as well on the same time as we are across all their network on Listener, which is amazing. So he was in and she said he lives in Sorrento. And I'm like, oh, my God. Because then she said, oh, Fev lives in Blair Gowrie. So I said, I'll go down and tell him his boot's open.
Yeah.
And then I'll say, how about we carpool?
Yeah.
Because I'm in Blair Gowrie. He's in Sorrento. He's coming to work.
Yeah,
do it together. Fev and Pricey.
So you went down to see Pricey.
So I went down and said, g'day, mate. He goes, g'day, Fev. I said, mate, have you got a Mercedes downstairs? And he said, yeah. I said, your boot's open. He goes, whoa. Got me golf clubs in there. I said, yeah, I know. Had a look. And I go, oh, maybe we should carpool. He goes, I heard you're in Blair Gowrie. And I go, you're in Sorrento? And he goes, nah, I'm just in here today. I've got a studio in my house in Sorrento. I go, you've done well. And they knocked that on the head, didn't it?
But he doesn't have to come into work
either. Unbelievable. I'm going to get this joint.
Fifi, Fev and Nick's best picks on the Fox.
Good morning, I'm James Lake and this is the Fifi, Fev and Nick Bulletin. Netflix made a huge announcement this week, a brand new reality series following influencers in the coastal town of Byron Bay, but perhaps they should have gone with the popular destination of Noosa.
Byron or Noosa?
Noosa.
I'm a Noosa. I think I am too. Nick?
Noosa's got the RSL right on the beach.
Yeah, that's mate, how good is that joint? We can see Lenny in Noosa.
Did you really? Yep. That's beautiful.
Melbourne Cup, big win on the punt, went home. Baby.
Didn't expect that when I was talking about a new Netflix documentary.
The Melbourne International Comedy Festival is in full swing and one comedian really struggling to move on from lockdown is Judith Lucy.
And you know, the interesting thing was I was shaving my face, but I let, from the neck down, I let everything go. Yeah, I mean, if you'd seen...
More werewolfy?
Oh, absolutely. It was a jungle. I was storing carbon. I was doing my bit for the environment. I really was. I mean, if you'd see what was happening underneath my arms, it's like if I popped some googly eyes and a couple of groovy beanies down there, you would have thought I had a couple of hipsters, you know, just held hostage under my arms.
Scientists this week in the UK have tried to answer the question whether the size of your head affects your intelligence. Radio hosts Fifi, Fev and Nick conducted their own experiment on air.
Nick, it is now official. You have a big head.
How many centimetres?
61.
Right, Nick, your head is bigger than
the Fev's.
Massive. Yeah.
There was another element to this that really should factor in, and that is the weight of your head.
Yes.
So we've got some scales in the studio. Mm. Should we start with Fev? What does Fev's head weigh?
2.5 kilograms.
Okay. Nick Cody, on the scales, what are we looking at?
It's 5.2.
Are you kidding? Are you kidding?
It's 5.2,
yeah. I don't know what this result means. I'm concerned now, though.
I've got nothing in my head. That's the problem.
Jeez. Old Easter egg head feather. Yeah.
Apollo Blight Creamery in the coastal town of Apollo Bay has made the news this week after releasing a controversial flavour of ice cream.
They are making Vegemite ice cream, and I don't even need to taste it.
No.
I don't want to.
No.
Have they, like, thought, well, salted caramel's kicked off. What about all the salt?
And in their defence, could this be one of those things where you go, because you said this to me, Fev, Vegemite and avocado, it doesn't feel like it's going to be right,
the
but
best.
It's right. Yeah, but maybe this is the same.
That's disgusting.
It sounds disgusting, but there could be something to it. I don't
know. Let's try it. How do we get it?
We'd have to go to Apollo Bay. Nah. I don't have time today.
With the government's vaccine rollout plan up in the air, all eyes are on the latest approval ratings for the Prime Minister, with word on the street that a famous footballer is eyeing off the job.
In the studio here, who would make the best president?
I wouldn't. I'm dumb as dog poo.
Popular, though.
And I already know his slogan. I'll be kicking goals for Australia. I'll be kicking goals for the economy.
Snagfest.
Snags. Your whole campaign, you'd have all the sausage sizzles.
Let the loosh on the loose.
I mean,
yeah, oh, maybe not.
Vodafone users suffered over the weekend after an outage left their phones unusable for hours. Unfortunately, comedian Nick Cody couldn't use this as an excuse. You used to call me
on my cell phone. Yesterday, after the show, Fev, you and I were speaking to each other whilst we were in the Burnley Tunnel, Nick.
And my phone must be broken. I didn't get a call.
But you're on the pushy, so it's hard to talk to you.
You can't talk and ride.
I can talk in between Deliveroo.
And that's it from the newsroom. For more Fifi, Fev and Nick, grab the podcast from the Listener app. And as Fifi always says,
push the little daisies and make them come up.